ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
You've joined Rosie on the House, and it's our goal that we make this 3 hours every Saturday morning your happy place. We can start a letter writing campaign. I've actually approached management of the radio station saying, look, during our 3 hours, we don't want any national news. We don't want any infectious data updates. Just wipe all that out of the broadcast during Rosie on the House, because we want to make Rosie on the House one big happy place for everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking about the fact that we've been voted the number one contractor referral service in the state of Arizona for 12 years in a row. We've been on for 32 years helping with the intent of helping you, the Arizona homeowner, take care of your house, home, castle, or cabin. In those 32 years, there's over 4,000 hours of broadcast. We have published over 1,000 newspaper articles across the state of Arizona. We've answered over 12,000 questions. We have delivered by email for subscription requests only 7.8 million newsletters. We have answered 26,000 questions midweek at our office. We've given over 1 million contractor referrals with a 98% approval rate and a 100% I will refer rate. That's what we do for you, the Arizona homeowner. We have 1.8 million YouTube impressions, and we have distributed over 100,000 Rosie on the House homeowner calendars. You know, when you're around long enough, you just pile up a few things. And we're here for the purpose of helping you. This is a call-in talk show. You reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Why don't you be the 120,001st phone call? The next call will put us past 120,000. So why don't you be that person by dialing 1-888-767-4348? I love piling up these statistics and the testimonies we get on how we help make this Saturday morning worth all 32 years.
Well, you know, your mojo's reaching past Arizona at this point. A lot of times our snowbirds go home and they want maybe the calendar delivered to Minnesota or Ohio. And then, of course, there's the internet machine kind of has thrown us out there. I just wanted to tell you on Facebook this morning, the latest request I've got for a calendar is from Algeria. He says, I would be so happy if you would send me.
Algeria, Florida?
No, like Africa.
The country, North Africa.
And not Algiers near New Orleans.
That could be it, too, as well. So now, Rosie, that's like the Marines. We've been to the shores of Tripoli.
Maybe.
How about that?
And then also got a phone call from a gentleman who just found us this
today?
Morning.
Today?
Did you see the phone light up a couple times with the same number? So he's from Alabama.
Okay.
And he was such a thick Southern accent, which I love. I'm always looking for those. Hey, where are you from? You know, but I was really convinced, Rosie, he was one of your cousins from Louisiana. Pulling my leg this morning.
That could be.
He actually called back to tell me he'd solved his problem, but he wanted to thank you guys for the information you have on the internet. So I told him, we're really Southwest specific, so we might not be able to answer all his questions, but so we helped him today.
So calendars going to Algeria and solving propane odor problems at a trailer in Alabama.
There you go.
But we're really here for you, the Arizona homeowners. 1-888, we've got calls beginning to fall in now. 1-888-767-4348. Romy, we always talk about the find of the week. Last week after the show, I had to run up I-17 up to Deer Valley and drop off some furniture for a sister-in-law. And so I wasn't going to get that close to Sportsman's Warehouse and not stop. I mean, you can't do that. You can't just drive by Sportsman's Warehouse, right? And then I thought, well, I've got a few extra minutes. I'm going to go cross the highway and get over to Woodworker Source. I found the most cool saw. It is four blades, razor blade sharp. It's called a Zona. It comes from Connecticut. It's made in America. I've never seen a saw like this, and I can think of a million uses for it. It's only about 8 inches long. It's got four different blades, and they are absolutely razor sharp. Folks, when you use a saw blade has its teeth offset from each other. So when you draw, if you want to cut a board 12 inches long, you put your tape measure on the end, you stretch it, you scratch a crow's foot etching with a fine point pencil at 12. Then you take your tri-square or your speed square, you set the lead of the pencil on the point of that crow's foot, slide your speed square to touch the pencil without moving it, and then you strike your line. Then if you want a perfect 12 inches, you know which saw you're using, and you make sure the saw kerf just touches that line. This is skinnier than a hacksaw blade. And it is as sharp as a razor blade. That will be the skinniest saw kerf. And we're talking, last week we were talking about great remodeling tricks and tips that you can dress up your house for low money. And one of the things we talked about was redoing baseboard and crown molding. This would be the perfect saw for doing that back cut on your crown molding coping cuts.
And it's all four blades.
And you just twist that little screw off, put the blade in that you want.
Oh, you can. Oh, okay, I got it. They all store together, but
they
when
store,
you're using it,
you pull them apart.
Okay, I'm like, how are you going to make that work with all those other blades on there?
Found that at Woodworkers Supply, Woodworkers Source, on Black Canyon Freeway, there about Yorkshire. And it's called a Zona saw.
I think they have another one in Tempe, too.
They do. And this is made in America, comes out of Bethel, Connecticut. So, boy.
I've gotten a few good things from there. Woodworker Source.
When you look through the tool cabinet in my garage, and then the tool cabinet in the cabinet shop, a naive person could think, Rosie's got every tool in the world. But that's not true. I didn't have one of those.
And you wouldn't use this to cut plywood, though.
No. These are like really fine little cuts.
This is like precision woodworking. Oh.
You could cut dovetail joints with
cabinetry. Furniture making.
Yes.
Wood sculpting.
The final finishing cuts on your crown molding or your baseboard on your miter joints. Oh.
Could you use that to shave, too? It's that thin.
I mean, it's that sharp.
Why don't you try, Gary?
Okay,
test that for us.
Come in here and sit in the chair, Gary. Let's...
Oh, man.
But last week, we were talking about some remodeling tricks and tips that'll save you money. And we talked about when you do and when you don't consider refinishing your kitchen and your bath cabinets. There's a time where refinishing makes sense, but there's also a time when refinishing doesn't make sense. We talked about relining your bathtub. We talked about installing crown moldings and baseboards. And you can find that article.
It cuts newspaper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's razor blade sharp. I'm telling you, it's incredible. So we talked about all that last week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about what trends we've seen. I started the hour by saying I didn't want to talk about any infectious diseases. Aren't you just tired of hearing those numbers? Aren't you just sick of hearing the data? Give it a break, right? Let's just ignore it for a little while. One of the things that we wanted to cover today is what has this pandemic done to home remodeling trends? We touched on it a couple weeks ago. I polled several remodelers from across the country. And most of them basically said, we haven't seen the stay-at-home orders impact remodeling other than, or change what people want to do, other than it has driven up the urgency with which they want to tackle the project. So the kitchen remodel, the couple were talking about getting to someday, maybe interest rates drop to 2%. Home appraisal appreciation rates continue to climb. They're sitting at home all day long. And now all of a sudden this someday, let's think about the kitchen remodel. They look, we can refinance our home. We've got enough equity in it. We're going to go from a 4.25% to 2%. Our payment's going to be the same. And we can have all the money we need, boom, to finish this kitchen remodel. That's what we saw in this year. But as I aired that question out into my network of remodelers across the country, this last week, I did get some feedback back from several of them about specifically what they're seeing the pandemic driving in home remodeling. So we want to get to that. We do have some callers that are loading up, and it is a call-in show. We are here for you, the Arizona homeowners. And if you have a cousin in Algeria that would like a calendar, we've got one going that way. We can just like double wrap them and get them there at the same time. So I'm glad you're tuned in. I hope we're bringing a smile to your face, and I hope we're driving up your appreciation for your Arizona home. We'll be right back.